Canadian research has solved the puzzle of arthritis, inflammation, and pain. This is the Healthline. 4 million Canadians suffer from various degrees of arthritis. 1 million of them are over the age of 64. 60% of its victims are women. The symptoms are pain, swelling, and redness around the joints. Canadian researchers have discovered the mechanism for the inflammation, an enzyme known as PLA2. Dr. Valdemar Pruzanski of the Wellesley Hospital in Toronto has studied the enzyme for many years.
Inflammation is the main reason why patients suffer from pain, stiffness, and inability to move their joints. We feel that the enzyme plays one of the most important roles in inflammatory mechanism in arthritis.
Dr. Pruzanski and his team, which includes Dr. Peter Vadas, who first made the enzyme connection, experimentally induced the inflammation with the enzyme. The inflammation disappeared when they introduced a drug that inhibits the enzyme. Knowing that PLA2 causes the inflammation in rheumatoid arthritis does not mean a cure has been found.
In those types of arthritis in which inflammation plays the most important role, the elimination of inflammation would mean that the patient would feel perfectly well and there would be no evidence for any disability, pain, or stiffness in the joint. It does not mean that the disease would be cured, although we feel that neutralization or inactivation of the enzyme may lead to complete eradication of inflammatory mechanism, and that way would lead to eradication of arthritic condition.
The enzyme has also been found in osteoarthritis, but there is no evidence yet that inhibitors will affect the condition or reverse any bone damage caused by rheumatoid arthritis.
We are still not sure whether we will be able to alter the process, pathological process in the bone. However, we know that this enzyme is involved in metabolism of the bone and bony cells, and therefore we hope that we will be able to influence also changes in the bones caused by arthritis, or at least to slow down the process.
The enzyme inhibitor drugs that are currently available have too many risky side effects. A California drug company is now providing Dr. Pruzanski with a series of possible PLA2 inhibitors for testing in his Toronto laboratory.
The discovery of this enzyme led to a substantial change in the direction of pharmacological research in quite a few pharmaceutical companies. And they are looking now for inhibitors of this particular enzyme, since they realize that those inhibitors may be more useful or more powerful than the existing antiarthritic drugs.
Dr. Pruzanski believes a new and better treatment will be available to arthritis patients in about 5 to 6 years. I'm Bud Riley on The Healthline from the Wellesley Hospital Research Institute in Toronto.